At 3 o'clock, this is Observer Radio News. Good afternoon. I'm Beth Ford. It's 7 degrees outside and overcast outside of our East York studios. In the news today, all eyes turned to England earlier this morning as Britain's fascination with the monarchy continued. Prince William and Kate Middleton, the future King and Queen of England, concealed their love for one another in a traditional ceremony at Westminster Abbey. Best man and brother, Prince Harry, made the toast. Following the ceremony, the future King and Queen of England were ferried back to Buckingham Palace by horse-drawn carriages, where the two exclusive receptions are set to take place. Queen Elizabeth granted residents of the UK a holiday to celebrate the wedding. The event attracted crowds of journalists and spectators from all over the world. Also in the news, allegations against Canadian troops over the handling of Afghan detainees is about to be passed under the clamps of the International Criminal Court. The court's chief prosecutor says he will investigate the allegations if Canada won't. Earlier this month, the Justice Department went to court to limit findings of an independent report by Military Police Complaint Commissioner probing whether the military knowingly subjected detainees to Afghan custody with the risk of torture. The Conservative government refused to turn over military documents dealing with the case until threatened with contempt of Parliament. Here's Alicia Randall with Slut Walk.
Protesters are marching in downtown Toronto in a unique event called Slut Walk. The walk is organized to fight against the myths about rape in women. It's in response to a police constable statement made in January that women could avoid like sluts. 19-year-old protester Kristen McFinn says it's wrong to blame the women for sexual assault when they dress a certain way.
It's a really damn when you're talking to young people or young, you know, it's your fault essentially if you dress the wrong way. That's not the you know you want to get in people's minds.
White Ribbon Campaign founder Michael Kaufman was one of the speakers at the end of the march. He says that it's important for men to take responsibility to educate each other as a step into preventing violence against women.
Men have got to take some responsibility here to speak out to our brothers, our fathers, our sons, our friends, our workmates, to help guys think about the language we use, the jokes we tell, the excuses we make. And I think because all those things feed into a climate where women are...
Protesters had marched all the way to borders and police representatives speak about training that police officers on sexual assault. I'm Melissa Randall for News Toronto.
Sports. The Vancouver Canucks keep the Maple Leaf going strong in the NHL playoffs when they beat the Nashville Predators on home ice last night. The Canucks ended the game in a 1-0 victory over the Predators. Goalie Roberto Longo made 20 saves. Game 2 will take place on Saturday night. Also in sports, Toronto boy Patrick Chan breaks the world record and sets the bar that much higher. Chan set a new world record of 93.02 points for the short run program at the World Championship in Moscow yesterday. It is the 12th time a Canadian man has stood on the podium at the World Championships. And in entertainment, back-to-back showings of the Liz Taylor film Boom at the Drake Hotel are a sure sign that the iconic actress's presence is still with us. The screening of the 1968 drama Boom, that is adopted from a Tennessee Williams play, The Milk Train Doesn't Stop Here Anymore, stars Taylor as a terminally ill woman living on an island mansion. Toronto film critic David Blazer says Boom could easily be considered a documentary. This is Beth Ford, Observer Radio News.